Thank you, worship leader. In the book of Psalm 6, verse 11, this is what it says. For those who don't know where the Psalms are, is in the Old Testament, is in the middle of it. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with pleasures at your right hand forevermore. We know, because we've spoken about it over and over in our community, that joy, God's joy, the joy you feel, it transcends any circumstances. Happiness comes because something good that you want happens. But joy has nothing to do with the circumstances of your life. So when we acknowledge that we're in the presence of God, not just when we come for meditation or we do our own personal prayers and all that. When we acknowledge that God is present at all times in all things, in the nanosecond of our life, there's nowhere you can be that God is not present. That awareness is enough to bring us that joy. Because he tells us we are not alone. So when we know that the fullness of joy spoken in this verse, it represents rejoicing and gladness, is a celebration of God, of who God is. And that joy that comes only from God. You don't just feel it, then the next second is gone and you are so unhappy. See that? If you think that is what joy is, then you have not really felt joy that comes from God. Even sometimes in the middle of your trial, of your challenges, you will feel that joy, even though your circumstances have not changed. You feel relaxed, you feel happy. And if you really delve into it, you will actually forget your sorrow, your challenges. It's only when we let go of it, instead of welcoming and celebrating it, then you will remember, oh, these challenges are still there. And that is where that title of our talk today. Because whenever you feel God's joy, you can't help it but to be grateful. That's the thing about joy. You are happy. You don't even know why you are happy. Even though before that joy came, you were feeling challenged or sorrowful or reflecting on how did I get myself into this? But when it comes, it permeates everything. A grateful heart brings joy to the soul. Be grateful this day, this very moment, this nanosecond. Don't dwell on your challenges or loss. Focus on the gift of life, that gift that that joy has given you at that moment. And then begin again. to embrace it and embrace it. And before you know it, it will take you out of your funk, out of your challenges. Because joy cannot dwell where people are feeling just beside themselves. When it shows up, it wipes your slate clean. It brings you solution if you embrace it, if you celebrate it. In that midst of that joy, you might get, oh, I never thought of this. You might not even know if it will work for you when that solution comes. But if you apply it, then you find out, oh. So whenever we feel that joy of God, we should celebrate that. And be grateful if you have known the meaning of true love. Be grateful even if you haven't. Because that's what joy is all about. So it's not just hearing people say, oh, I'm joyful. Oh, joy fills me up in the name of Jesus. Joy, joy. If the joy fills you up, you will know it. There's a huge difference. Because cheerful heart is excellent medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's the book of Proverbs. It goes hand in hand with that psalm that I'm talking about. Think about it for a minute. Cheerful heart, because that's what joy brings to you. You can't help it. You are giddy with it, just happy, joyful. Cheerful heart is excellent medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Because we've all experienced crushed spirit. When our found things are not going well, and you can see how heavy it is. And the moment you dwell in it, the more depressed you get, the more everything is so cloudy, you don't even know. And there's a song, I can see clearly when the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. That's what joy does. It takes away the rain of sadness. It removes the obstacles. And that's where you get cheerful. And it allows us to accept our troubles because you know if God's joy shows up, the end of your trouble is near. But if you don't accept that joy, you wouldn't even know. When that joy comes, it makes us smart. It gives us that wisdom. That way, if somebody, is needing you where normally you want to react and smack them, but because you are feeling joyful, it doesn't even cross your mind. In the days when I was in retail, and some of you behave that way too. You go to a retail store, and an associate says, "Can I help you?" "Oh no, I'm just looking." Even the tone. You just like, don't even bother to disturb me, In my days of retail, when that joy just, totally saturates me, I don't feel intimidated and say, well, I'm just looking, or, I don't feel like they're insulting me when I'm saying I'm here to, you wouldn't even, when that joy fills me, I don't even say, oh, can I help you? No. Because the tone changes like, hi, how are you? Sometimes it surprises the customer, like, do I know you from somewhere? Because joy does not, it embraces everything around it. He does not see the difference. And when you approach people that way, sometimes they can't help it. I've had the occasion where they just burst into tears. And then they tell me what is going on. And then Spirit said, we'll be all right. They didn't know I'm a man of God. They just is a salesperson in a store. When you are filled with joy, when your members of your family or friends are going through, you know, challenges, you will see the way you approach them will be different. Because the wisdom comes, the words that will come out of your mouth will be the appropriate word for them that suits their nerves. Joy makes us smart, smarter than AI. Here's something that Judy Garland did. Accept your troubles, come on, get happy. It's a song that she did. And when I think about that, it means it does not matter what your circumstances are, whether you are grieving, you are, no. Accept them. You can be happy in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of challenges that just beats you up. Because the joy of God overrides that and it brings clarity. If you are grieving, you can decide to be miserable for 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years. The choice is yours. Which is best for you? But if you focus on the gift of life as best you can, and not the loss of life, it is possible to decide to be happy, even in the midst of terrible circumstances. And we've heard stories that abound like that. And then you wonder, how can this person be happy when they are going through this? Because the joy is there. In the 80s, with some of my friends and relatives in the state of Texas, we make a joke when people say, good morning, how are you doing? We said the response is, what's so good about this morning? Because you do not know what their circumstances is. So to you, it might be good morning. But to the other person, you don't know. Maybe they've struggled to even go to sleep. Maybe something is weighing on them. But the joy that makes you smart, when they say, what is so good about this money? The soothing words will come out of your mouth that will change the way they look at things. So when joy, that spirit of joy is with you, you will know exactly what to do. Which brings me to the story to anchor this verse on. In a city, there lived a very famous painter. If you know any famous painter, you can use that as your, you know. He was known for his work and he was wise. He had one intern, you know, who used to live with him and who is there to learn painting. One day, a very rich lady came to him with her dog and asked him to paint a portrait of herself and her dog. The painter said, okay. So after a week of hard work, he was ready to show the lady the painting. And he sent a message to the lady. He's ready. So the next day after the message got to the lady came to get that portrait of herself and the dog. And the dog was also with her. Where it happens. But wherever your dog is, so you are, instead of wherever you are, your dog is. And the painter showed her the portrait and waited for her response. The lady looked at the painting and then looked at her dog and said, "You have made an absolutely nonsense, rubbish of this painting. This sucks to high heavens. Even my dog is not paying attention to it." That's a yardstick of determining if the painting is good or not. And she went on to really let the painter have it. "I came here because I heard great praise things about your work. But it was all wrong. I don't know. What did people see about your work? So let's get this very clear. I will not give you one penny for this painting." So after she said that, she was about to leave. Then the painter stopped her just then and said, "Ma'am, please, if you don't like this painting that I just did, I will fix it. Please come tomorrow morning. By that time, I would have made correct the mistakes that I have made. And I'm sure tomorrow your dog will also like my painting." So next day, the lady came again, of course, with her dog. This time, as soon as the lady came near the painting, guess what? Her dog started to lick the painting. Seeing this, the lady thought that her dog liked her picture a lot and was happy to see this. She paid the painter, gave her the money, and left with the painting. When the intern saw this, he was curious. Yesterday, dog was not even looking at the painting, and today, the dog was licking it. How is this possible? The painter smiled and replied, "I rubbed a piece of meat on the bottom edge of the picture at night. Due to that smell of meat, the dog started licking it." What do you think happened to that painter? Some would have just, there'll be a conflict. But because the painter celebrates the gift that he was given, when he's doing his work, he's filled with that joy. And that joy always makes him smile. And through that, he got the inspiration to rub the meat at the edge of it. Nothing was changing there except the meat that was. So when we embrace joy at any moment, in any moment of our life, it brings ease and pleasure. And ever-giving joy to us. And it makes our heart grateful. A grateful heart brings joy to the soul because the painter is grateful for his gift. Hopefully that lady will also be grateful for the pain and she will be filled with the joy. May we always be filled with a grateful heart. Amen.